Okay, let's talk movies, and starting off with the movie news this afternoon. And we know there's been plenty of talk about a sequel to the 80s classic Top Gun, and it seems we finally have some concrete news. Tom Cruise will be back. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer confirmed Cruise will return as Maverick if the film is made at all, as it hasn't been officially confirmed yet. Asked recently whether the Mission Impossible actor would be involved, he said, "Yes, of course, you can't make Top Gun without Tom Cruise." And Bruckheimer earlier this year posted a picture of himself and the star, saying they had discussed a little Top Gun 2. Co-star Val Kilmer is also rumoured to be returning to the sequel after the project had looked uncertain following the 2012 death of original director Tony Scott. Now, Aid Edmondson has bagged himself a role in the upcoming Star Wars film. It's been rumoured that the 59-year-old, best known for his work in Bottom and The Young Ones, will be appearing in Star Wars Episode 8. His character is yet to be disclosed. And Aid is starting to go back to his acting roots after doing a lot of reality TV recently, and this is a huge deal for him. His character is top secret, like everything else to do with the film and its plot. And Star Wars Episode 8 is set to be released in 2017.
It is a truth universally acknowledged that a zombie in possession of brains must be in want of more brains. Never was this truth more plain than in the recent attacks at Netherfield Park, in which an entire household was slaughtered by a horde of the living dead during a whist party.
Now, showing at the cinema here in Tenerife in English this week is Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, a fresh twist on Jane Austen's widely celebrated novel. A mysterious plague has fallen upon 19th century England. The land is overrun with the undead, and feisty heroine Elizabeth Bennet, played by Lily James, is a master of martial arts and weaponry. Casting aside personal and social prejudices, Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy, played by Sam Riley, must unite on the blood-soaked battlefield to rid the country of the zombie menace and discover their true love for one another. In this clip from Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, wealthy bachelor Mr. Darcy is known throughout the country for his ruthless zombie hunting. Rumour of a zombie incident leads him to investigate Mrs. Featherstone's estate.
Mr. Darcy.
Colonel Darcy, Mrs. Featherstone, I'm here on official business. There's been a report that somebody here has been bitten.
Surely not. There hasn't been a zombie incident in Hertfordshire for over 2 years. I assure you, we've taken every precaution.
A newly infected zombie is almost impossible to detect. Until they've ingested their first human brains, at which point the transformation accelerates with every subsequent kill.
Yes, we are all well aware of how it works, Colonel Darcy. Well, are you quite satisfied?
Quite. Carrion flies. They are in the possession of but one truly enviable talent. The ability to detect dead flesh.
I dare say, but buzzing is frightfully loud.
Well, it's not the buzzing that should concern you, madam. But rather when the buzzing stops.
I think I'm definitely going to see that one this week. So Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is showing here in Tenerife this week. Right, out now on DVD and Blu-ray is a movie that I watched the other night and thoroughly enjoyed. The Lady in the Van, based on the true story of Miss Shepherd, played brilliantly by Maggie Smith. A woman of uncertain origins temporarily parks her van in Alan Bennett's London driveway and proceeds to live there for 15 years. What begins as a begrudged favour becomes a relationship that will change both of their lives. In this clip from The Lady in the Van, in the 1960s, Camden playwright and director Alan Bennett, played by Alex Jennings, has moved into Gloucester Crescent, where an eccentric woman, who he has come to know as Miss Shepherd, is living in a van, and she approaches him for some help.
You're not St. John, are you?
St. John who?
St. John, the disciple whom Jesus loved.
No, the name's Bennett.
Oh, well, if you're not St. John, I need a push for the van. It's conked out. The battery, possibly. I put some water in. It hasn't done the trick.
Well, was it distilled water?
It was holy water, so it doesn't matter if it's distilled or not. Of course, the oil is another possibility.
That's not holy too.
Holy oil? Well, in a van, it would be far too expensive. Now, I want pushing round the corner.
And it is worth a watch. The Lady in the Van is out now on DVD and Blu-ray.